with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump celebrates the Army's 250th anniversary during a visit to Fort Bragg in North Carolina. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's visit began with a demonstration of military hardware, a helicopter raid, and 600 parachuting special forces. He then hailed the U.S. Army.
This week we honor 250 years of valor and glory and triumph by the greatest fighting force ever to walk the face of the earth.
The president also announced plans to restore the names of several military bases that were renamed during the Biden administration.
We won a lot of battles out of those forts. It's no time to change.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York lawmakers approve a euthanasia bill. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Terminally ill New Yorkers would have the legal ability to end their own lives with pharmaceutical drugs under a bill passed Monday in the state legislature. The proposal now moves to the governor's office. A spokesperson for Governor Kathy Hochul said she would review the legislation. It would allow a person with an incurable illness to be prescribed life-ending drugs if they request the medication and get approval from two physicians. Opponents argue the state should instead improve end-of-life medical care or have objected on religious grounds. Julie Walker, New York.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has asked a federal court to block the Trump administration from using the National Guard and Marines to assist with immigration raids in Los Angeles, saying it would only heighten tensions. Newsom filed the emergency request Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 105 points, the NASDAQ rose 123. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors have doubts about the book of Genesis.
According to the Association of Religion Data Archives, only 25% of mainline Protestant and Catholic clergymen in this country actually believe that Adam and Eve existed. On the other hand, 80% of evangelical Protestant and 89% of black Protestant pastors do think the Bible is telling the truth when it describes God's creation of the first man and the first woman. Mainline Protestants and Catholic clergy are also more likely to doubt the existence of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is resurrecting the medieval practice of religious pilgrimages. Around Berlin, Christians and non-believers alike are invited to take short walks led by various ministries. The suburb of Spandau has launched its own loop, connecting 24 Protestant churches and 2 Catholic ones. Berliners and tourists can walk, bike, or canoe along color-coded routes. SRN News. Democrat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is taking issue with his own party for its response to the L.A. riots. Bob Agnew reports.
Writing on X, the Pennsylvania Democrat says, "My party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement." Fetterman writes that he unapologetically stands for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration, but adds that, quote, "This is not that." California's top officials have called for peaceful demonstrations, but have reserved harsh criticism for President Trump, describing as inflammatory his decision to deploy National Guard troops and Marines to quell the violence. Bob reporting.
Correspondent Terry Moran is out at ABC News 2 days after the network suspended him for an online remark that Trump administration Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller is a world-class hater. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.